At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, September 25th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM, Trojan Radio, as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan athletics. What a week it's been so far for some of our athletic teams. Last week was homecoming, and after much excitement, it's nice to finally settle down into more of a normal routine, if there is anything such as that. As we've done with past episodes, we plan to share recaps each week of how each team is performing, and then also take a look at the week ahead with our team schedules. And we also, from time to time, we'll have coaches, student athletes, and administrators stop in for interviews to highlight some very important topics and events. So hopefully we can get some interviews started next week here on the Trojan Sports Report. So first up, let's take a look at this past week and how our Trojan student athletes and teams performed on the fields and on the courts. Varsity boys soccer went 2-1 with wins over State College and Carlisle. Last evening, Aaron Maynard scored the winning goal with just 16 seconds left on the road to defeat the Thundering Herd of Carlisle. The team is now 7-3 overall and is in 7th place in the District 3 Quad A power rankings. Varsity girls soccer. The team has kept up an amazing win streak. Since we last aired last week, they defeated State College and Carlisle, both with 1-0 scores. Last evening, their win over Carlisle occurred 2 minutes into overtime off a Brooke Huntsman goal assisted by Elaine Kimple corner kick. The team has now won 5 in a row and has an overall record of 7-4, and they now are in 9th place in the District 3 Quad A power rankings. Varsity field hockey lost a couple of close ones at the Boiling Springs tournament on Saturday, but they picked up win number 2 of this season this past Monday night as 1-0 winners over Carlisle. Seems like we've had the Thundering Herd's number lately. So now the field hockey has an overall team record of 2-7. Varsity girls volleyball went 1-1 this past week as they defeated Redland on senior night this past Monday with a score of 3-0. But then fell last night to Central Dolphin with a score of 3-0 as well. So the team now is 6-3 overall and is in 12th place in the District 3 Quad A volleyball power rankings. Varsity cross country had this past week off, but they will get back in action this Saturday at the Carlisle Invitational. Varsity football lost a tough one on homecoming night this past Friday to State College 27-17. The team played tough though, as State College was the third ranked 6A team in the state of Pennsylvania coming into that game. So the team now has an overall record of 3-2 and is in 7th place in the District 3 6A power rankings. Varsity golf on Monday competed in the Mid-Penn Championships at the Dolphin Highlands course up in Harrisburg. The team advanced one golfer, Jacob Carlin, to the District 3 tournament next week. Today, the girls' team is competing at the Mid-Penn Championships at the Armitage Golf Club, so stay tuned to our Twitter account as we hope to update you on a few District 3 qualifiers later today. And to round out our teams last week, varsity girls' tennis went 1-1, defeating Harrisburg 5-0 on the road and falling to State College 5-0 on the road as well. The team has an overall record of 2-9 and will finish up their 2019 regular season campaign early next week as they begin to prepare for the Mid-Penn Championship Tournament at Central Dolphin East and Central Dolphin High Schools. So that wraps up last week's scores and highlights and where the teams currently stand in the District 3 playoff race. If you want to check out our final scores daily, just follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics as we do our best to post the final scores for our varsity teams each and every evening. Please also follow us on our new Instagram account, which is @CASDAthletics. We are up to a little over 60 followers on there as we just created it last week, but it would be nice to build that up like our Twitter account, which has almost 2,000 followers. So once again, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, both with account names CASDAthletics. So if you're just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. every Wednesday as well. All right, so now let's look ahead to the upcoming events later this week and early next week before I talk with you guys again next Wednesday. So for today, September 25th, as I mentioned, Varsity Girls Golf is at the Mid-Penn Championships. They teed off beginning at 9 a.m. Varsity Girls Tennis is traveling to Lower Dolphin for a 4 p.m. match, while the JV team hosts Lower Dolphin at Norlo Park at 4 p.m. And then to round out tonight's contest, Varsity and JV field hockey travels to Cedar Cliff, where they will take on the Colts, with JV beginning at 6:15 p.m. and Varsity to follow. And that game is on turf in the West Shore Stadium at the Cedar Cliff High School campus. Tomorrow, Thursday, September 26th, Varsity Girls Tennis is in action again as they host Cumberland Valley at 4 p.m. at Norlo Park, while JV hits the road and takes on the Eagles at 4 p.m. as well. And Varsity and JV Girls Volleyball travels to Carlisle to take on the Thundering Herd, with JV beginning at 5:30 p.m. and Varsity to follow. And that game is in the newly renovated Gene Evans Gymnasium, which I had a chance to tour last night when I was up there for our boys' soccer game against Carlisle, and they did a fantastic job. Friday, Varsity and JV Field Hockey host Susquehanna Township, with Varsity first at 4 p.m. and JV to follow. That game is in Trojan Stadium. And then our Varsity football and cheerleading teams will travel to Cumberland Valley to take on the Eagles at 7 p.m. And you can listen and watch that game live on MidPennBroadcasting.com if you cannot make the trip up to Mechanicsburg. On Saturday, September 28th, our Varsity boys and girls cross country teams will compete in the Carlisle Invite at 9 a.m. Varsity girls volleyball travels to Muhlenberg for a tri match, where they will take on Daniel Boone and Muhlenberg. Their first match begins at 11 a.m. and the JV girls volleyball team is at the Trinity High School tournament beginning at 8:30 a.m. And then early next week, Monday, September 30th, Varsity Girls Tennis hosts Redland at 4 p.m. at Norlo Park. Varsity and JV Girls Volleyball host State College in the Cassius Fieldhouse, with JV beginning at 5:30 p.m. and Varsity to follow. And JV Football hosts Cumberland Valley at 6 p.m. in Trojan Stadium. And then on Tuesday, October 1st, Varsity and JV Boys Soccer travel to Lowther Field to take on the Cedar Cliff Colts, with Varsity first at 3:45 p.m. Varsity and JV Girls Tennis round out their 2019 campaign, traveling to Mercersburg Academy for a 4 p.m. match. Varsity Boys and Girls Cross Country host Cumberland Valley at 4:30 p.m. at Falling Spring Elementary. And Varsity and JV Girls Soccer host Cedar Cliff, with JV first at 5:30 p.m. here in Trojan Stadium, where they will look to extend their win streak to 6 games. So once again, I know that's a lot of events coming up later this week and early next week that I ran through. So if you missed any of those, check out our website. We post all those events on the front page at casdonline.org/athletics. And we also post our daily events on our Twitter account as well. So with that, we're out of time for today's show. For more Trojan Athletics information, please follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics, and follow us on our new Instagram account, which is also CASDAthletics. And then once again, check out our website at casdonline.org/athletics. So thanks for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, October 2nd at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.